This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Westwood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Darris, D-A-R-R-I-S. Last name is Halliburg, H-A-L-L-I-B-U-R-G-H. His date of birth is 10/25/1965. Date of evaluation is 11/8/2023. HPI history page. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is a 58 years old male who has been a resident of this facility since 7/7/21 period. I reviewed patient's chart and reviewed evaluations done by staff from our service. Period last visit was on September 7, 2023. Patient knew that he has been to this facility for the past 2 years. He acknowledged a past history of depression, but denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness. His sleep and appetite is fair. Period, no thoughts of harm to self or others. Period, he spends his time on his phone or watching television. Patient reports that his mother is alive and 87 years old. Period. Reports that his dad passed away in 2012. Period. Patient has a sister who's 60 years old and a brother 53 years old, and reports that he has a niece. Period. He reports that he is a veteran used to go to VA hospital. Period. He reports that he was diagnosed with HIV in 2001 and talked about past history of alcohol, drug abuse, and probably promiscuous behaviors. Period. He reports in 2012 he saw a psychiatrist post as a house got burned. He reports that he could not sleep for a long time, reports that it was the most beautiful house in the neighborhood. Period. He reports that he and his mother lived in an apartment and subsequently lived with his sister. Period. Patient is concerned about his living arrangement. He's pretty independent and does not need much assistance from staff. He is on Zoloft, 50 milligram once a day, and also takes Namenda, 5 milligram once a day. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Interim medical, social, family history. Date of last visit is September 7, 2023. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, review, collateral form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, medical history unremarkable, social history unremarkable. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page. Number 1, Zoloft. Number 2, Namenda. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Next paragraph, blood pressure is 124/70, pulse 77, respiration 16. Next paragraph. Mental status examination, constitution, non-grooming, fair motor movements, normal stature, sitting, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, affect, broad mood, euthymic speech, somewhat hyperverbal, thought processes, periods of mild confusion, thought content, denied suicidal, homicidal ideation, psychotic symptoms, no evidence of psychosis or AVH, fond of knowledge, fair judgment, fair insight, their orientation, person, place, time, with the normal attention, concentration, with the normal memory, recent or mildly impaired. He could recall two out of three objects after 3 minutes, and three out of three with the cues. Next paragraph, assessment plan, human immunodeficiency virus disease B20 plans. Ongoing follow-up with PCP for medical management. Number two, mild cognitive impairment of uncertain or unknown etiology, G31.84. Number three, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild, F33.1, plans continues all after as prescribed. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors, any new concerns. Next paragraph, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient does exhibit mild cognitive impairment. Overall, he does not show any evidence of major neurocognitive impairment, psychosis. Period. He does seem to have a capacity to make informed medical decisions at this time. However, reconsult our service if there's a significant changes in his mental status. Next paragraph, procedure code 99. Pre-10, end of dictation.